This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago area today is under an air quality alert. National Weather Service meteorologist Ricky Castro says elevated ozone levels and particle pollution come as a result of unusually high temperatures this week. And he says the mix of humidity, heat, and polluted air could cause problems for a lot of people.
It's a good idea to just limit time outdoors. And if you do work outdoors, certainly you drink plenty of water. And do things to kind of protect yourself from sunburn, wear plenty of sunscreen, sunblock.
Castro says the air quality is not as much of a concern for the general public as last year when smoke from Canadian wildfires reached Chicago. He says children, older people, anybody with respiratory issues should take extra precaution in the coming days. Today is the first day for candidates to file petitions if they want to serve on Chicago's first elected school board. Kimberly Brown was at the beginning of the petition submission line today. She is in a Northside district, and it looks to be hotly contested. She wanted a shot at being at the top of the ballot.
Highly probable that other people in my district were going to come before 9 a.m. So why the so early in the morning was truly because sometimes you got to get out before the kids wake up, and I wanted to get down here and make sure I knew where I was going.
At 9 o'clock this morning, that line stretched all the way to the door to get in with at least 20 candidates, and they have until Monday next week to turn in 1,000 petitions. Voters will go to the polls November 5th. Three famed Wrigleyville rooftops could face the wrecking ball soon. Block Club Chicago reporting the owners of these buildings across from the right field bleachers on Sheffield Avenue are re-upping plans to demolish the existing buildings and replace them with a single apartment building. The ownership group used to sell rooftop tickets to Cubs games, but in 2015, the Cubs installed a giant video scoreboard in right field so that obstructed the view from those rooftops. The project will be presented next week to the city zoning committee. And a bus filled with children and families drove this past weekend from Chicago to Lincoln Correctional Center to visit their incarcerated loved ones for Father's Day. My colleague Lauren Frost was there.
Inside the prison, kids and their incarcerated parents ate hot dogs and ice cream. Later, they went outside to color with sidewalk chalk and shoot hoops. 18-year-old Azrea was there visiting her dad.
I'm excited to spend time with him and just talk to my family. And I'm excited for face paint. I want my face painted today, so that's going to be fun.
The event was put on by the Women's Justice Institute and Colby House Jail Ministry. Mark McCombs is with Colby House.
You see these guys interacting with their families, being able to celebrate a holiday, which is something that never, ever happens in prison.
Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.
Weather, it is hot, sunny and windy, hot with a high close to 100, and then partly cloudy tonight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low in the upper 70s. And then Tuesday, slight chance of rain in the morning, but again, sunny, windy and hot, high in the low to mid 90s. The heat index tomorrow in the upper 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Stay cool. Thanks for listening.